This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. As President-elect Joe Biden continues to fill out his administration, many ag industry leaders are getting a better picture of who they'll be dealing with in the months and years ahead. With positions like Ag Secretary going to a familiar face like Tom Vilsack, I ask American Farm Bureau Federation Executive Vice President Dale Moore if moves like that give him more reason for optimism.
I often get accused, Bob, of being one of those guys that's too optimistic to work in Washington, D.C. But I had a wonderful mentor and teacher in Senator Pat Roberts that made the comment to me one time, Dale, if you are not an optimist, A, number one, you're never going to survive agriculture, and B, agriculture in Washington is going to eat you alive. You've got to be an optimist and keep focused on that. And then he would smile and say, if nothing else, it drives the pessimists crazy.
But Moore says he's just hoping everyone can kind of put politics aside.
My hope is that agriculture continues its longstanding tradition of letting the politics and the issues in agriculture be more focused on the commodities and the crops and the regions of the country, as opposed to which political party, you know, may be in charge on Capitol Hill or which administration officials are just coming on board.
Moore was quick to express his appreciation for President Trump's team that continues to work on many issues facing agriculture, seeing them through before the end of the current session.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.